This Sunday marks the beginning of the 9th annual Wall Street Project Economic Summit. The summit, organized by Rainbow Push Coalition, will bring together business, political, and religious leaders to discuss a range of economic issues. Two of the many issues on the agenda for the four-day summit are the Katrina recovery efforts and the impact of globalization on communities of color. For more on the Wall Street Project, we're joined by its architect, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, Sr. Rev, good to talk to you.
Good to talk with you again.
Reverend, let me ask you this before we get into the program in and of itself. This is the 9th annual program, yet over the years, you have also received criticism of it in the sense that many have suggested that, and you've dealt with this directly. Talk to me about the idea that some say this is nothing but an opportunity for a chosen few people to have entree to corporate America, to, as you know, by conservative terms, shake down corporate America. What do you say to that?
Every stage of our struggle has been met with some kind of rhetorical resistance, challenging the motives of those who are agents for change. Texas, Ohio has a 20%, 26% black and brown population, $144 billion in pension funds, and yet 0% of the use of pension funds for development. And what does it mean that in Texas, 44% black and brown population, $137 billion in pension funds, and 0.14 use of those monies are to place them? And you could just call the roll. I mean, New York, with all of its glory, 33% black and brown population, $215 billion in pension funds, 1.38 on the management. And when you can manage these funds, you can begin to direct them toward green line and the red line zones. If you want to be a part of deal flow, they're going to spin off radio stations and TV stations and build shopping centers. You do this with pension fund monies. Now, I think what labor's been derelict is they've allowed billions of their own money to be used to create competition against American workers. So we're going to fight the issue of poverty and economic apartheid and a broad base.
One of the issues that you mentioned it there, one of the issues that you're going to deal with first and foremost is the issue of pension funds in this country and the ability to garner not only involvement in it through paying, but involvement in it through running these funds.
Last year, J.P. Chase, a bank, wanted a $60 billion merger and laid off a lot of people. Of the $100 million in management fees, no black or brown got a dime. $750 million in legal fees, no one got a dime. How do you build a suburb? You're in an area 50 miles out of town and low tax base, and the government builds some infrastructure, some roads, some bridges, and some sewers, and you take pension fund monies to help develop those areas. And it's a good investment. But we should have the right to determine how you green line the red lines. How do you reinvest in America? How do you reinvest in our cities? If you're a mayor of a city like Detroit, and police, firemen, and teachers can live outside the city, take their consumer money out, take their tax money out, take their home buying out, take pension money out, they bankrupt the city. So there must be some way of using our monies for our own reconstruction, to reinvest in America. Another big piece is going to be a major labor summit here. We're bringing together Anna Stern and John Sweeney as a common platform, because as corporations take away these their pension monies, and they also use their money to fund globalization. So you've got American workers using their money to fund slave labor abroad. So they're kind of buying their own rope from which they're hanging. So we're going to stop and focus on Sunday on the issue of poverty, on Monday, the kind of economic lockout. Monday is going to be Tuesday fascinating. Bishop T.D. Jakes and other ministers are coming together on the issue of the church and the marketplace. We want to begin something called collective banking. If Wachovia, a Bank of America, if we get 40 ministers from 40 different cities negotiating with them at the same time for a fair rate, to put us collective banking negotiations, or collective insurance negotiations, it's the way you break up predatory exploitation, because people inside these inner city areas are working harder and making less and paying more for less, living on the stretch and not living as long. There must be a new economic paradigm to negotiate fairness. And so we're pulling together political leaders on Monday on the use of pension funds in their cities, counties, and states. the ministers on Tuesday, and labor on Wednesday.
Reverend, how much are you going to use this as a platform to tell some of these leaders that, look, we need to get our act together and move forward? There's been a lot of criticism, quite frankly, in political realms and religious realms that leadership has not done the kind of job that this community needs to see to move forward in, quite frankly, what has been dire straits for many.
Well, what we really want to do, you know, I met with leaders last night in New York with Reverend Sharpton, Professor Sutton, and others of them from New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut and Pennsylvania. We want to have in the 20 top states where black and brown people live, to begin to have hearings on where are the resources and how are they being directed and what we need, in fact, to reinvest in these cities, to build affordable housing, to begin to build small businesses and medium-sized businesses. And again, we know between state pension monies and police retirement funds and teachers' retirement funds and 401k monies and mutual monies, the monies are there, but they're not being used in the interest of the people whose money it is. And so we intend to have hearings in these 20 states on a 10% threshold, begin to shift the management of these resources and the priorities of investment.
But what of the idea of the feet to the fire, Reverend? Is this an opportunity to suggest to leaders that now is the time that we need to make sure that this happens?
Indeed it is. And in addition to focusing on the resource question, which I think is so vital, because unless you deal with the money question, you become elected, but you become the mayor of the whole of the donut. The resources are gone. You got to have an economic plan, but your political election, re-election plan. And I would like to think this year, also 2006, is the year that the entire Congress will be reelected. A third of the Senate will be reelected. This is a big year. If our hopes and dreams are connected with our voting power, we, in fact, can change our condition. Mm-hmm. It's sickening to think that 2 weeks ago, Mr. Cheney, the vice president, came back and voted to cut college tuition by the biggest margin ever and cut Medicare and Medicaid, said we didn't have the money, giving the top 10% another $90 billion tax break and $8 billion a month in Iraq. That is vulgar. We can do something about it this year in our democracy if we have the will to fight back. We can change our condition. So this week in New York, January 8th through the 11th, if you're interested, you might contact us on our telephone today at 212-425-7874, on our website, www.rainbowpush.org. We have work to do, and we intend to do it.
All right, 9th Annual Wall Street Project. The conference opens, as the Reverend said, January 8th. Through the 11th, a lot of people involved there, and plenary sessions throughout the day. Reverend Jesse Jackson, good to talk to you.
Thank you.